radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Today is April 23rd, Talk Like Shakespeare Day. Okay.
Hey, Mr. Stevens, I laid down that there line, but I think you might have a grub problem in that there lawn of yours.
Huh? Oh, William Shakespeare. I was doing Teddy Shakespeare, my landscaper. I hope thou hast a great Talketh Like Shakespeare Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. ISIS is now claiming responsibility for the Easter Sunday suicide bombings in Sri Lanka, which killed more than 300. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe.
All that we knew earlier was that there were foreign links and that this could not have been done. Yes, locally.
Four Americans were killed in the attacks. The chair of the House Oversight and Reform Committee says he's considering a vote to hold former White House Personnel Security Director Carl Klein in contempt of Congress. He had been subpoenaed to discuss Trump administration personnel granted high-level security clearances despite concerns they had disqualifying issues in their background. Good news for the housing market.
Sales of new homes rose in March to a 16-month high. Analysts say that lower mortgage rates and rising wages are behind the strong growth.
Fox's Carol Zimmer. This is Fox News.
If you love Adele's epic soul-crushing ballads, well, you're in luck because Adele is getting a divorce, and now she's more depressed than ever.
Hello. And goodbye.
After breaking records with her albums 19, 21, and 25, brace yourself for her new album, Half. Depressing songs from the new album include remixes of her biggest hits with a bitter divorce twist, like Why the Hell Did I Marry Someone Like You, Prenup Has It, and this instant divorce classic.
And I set fire to your car.
Adele's Divorce, the most depressing thing to happen to music since, well, Adele.
Well, we're sorry about Adele's situation, but her music is a little sad.
Yes, just a bit.
It's probably going to get a little sadder. Well, you know, we're artists, aren't we? Don't we?
I suppose.
He just crossed his eyes.
You're an artist in the same way, say, like a professional wrestler is. Except you wear clothes.
Tell me about that, brother.
You wear clothes, but it's about your personality. And people get to know you.
Right.
So the things they laugh at and the things they maybe don't like, but they keep listening, it's you. They get to know you and your personality that you present. You very much like wrestlers.
Want another peanut butter cup?
No, I'm all right. But you are looking good today in that black shirt, I have to say.
Have another peanut butter cup. It's okay. Rosie will be calling, asking me, did I share those or not? Hey, look, we got a mention on Twitter with David Blackman in his interview.
Nice.
How about that? That's kind of cool. Beautiful.
Yeah, nice.
That was just, you know, I have, and I'd like your opinion on this. I am watching Fox News morph into something very different right before our eyes. They don't even say, we report, you decide, at the end of their top of the hour newscast on the radio. There's definitely a leftward shift, and I don't know why they would destroy their brand. I'm already hearing people in personal conversations, people who have called in, they're drifting away. Fox was there where they could go and at least get something of a midway opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand why people are so diligently cemented into promoting left-wing lunacy, which is not going to be good for anybody in this country.
No, it won't. And I don't know. I've got my own suspicions. I've noticed a little bit about that myself. And, you know, it may be ownership, you know, with the Murdoch family or something like that. That
Did Disney get the news department?
No. Okay. No. They only got the the library, the 20th Century Fox library, movies, television shows, and that kind of thing. So Fox News is really what's left for the most part.
Did they get the sports division, or is that now still separate?
No, that's still separate. Yeah, they didn't get that also. Yeah.
That makes sense. So.
We will have to...
Content is king, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that rumor.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I try to have as little as possible for the better part of the show. We're trying to, yeah. You know, I think I keep trying to push the show to the Seinfeld type approach we had years ago. By the way, you got to hear this
because mm-hmm.
you watch Game of. Do you ever watch that Game of Thrones?
You know, I was talking to Joey about it off the air a little while ago. I haven't seen one episode. But I know a lot of people who
so good.
Just rave about it, think it's one of the greatest shows ever made. And
see, I'm a simpleton. I don't like it. I'm very good with geography, and I know I could probably name most of the capitals in all 57 states. And yada, but I don't like to watch shows where I have to learn this universe of fake places and fake names and fake titles. I mean, I figured it out with Mayberry. It's a town in North Carolina. They have a sheriff and a deputy and a lot of quirky people.
Yeah.
That was easy. Game of Thrones, those shows take too much work.
Yeah, I'll tell you, my thing is, honestly, I just don't have the time. I don't have any time.
I got the exact same situation.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have you watched the same Aerial America episode on the Smithsonian Channel?
Don't you have to upload podcasts or something?
Yeah, here in a second, but I've got time to torture you some more.
I enjoy most things that are sort of nonfiction, by and large. If it's a movie that's based on a true story, I enjoy that
sometimes
kind of thing.
Sometimes the real world feels like fiction.
Uh-huh.
The people that we're seeing and stuff. This, though, is very clever. It's putting Game of Thrones into the Seinfeld mode.
Another setup episode of Game of Thrones has passed, and fans agree it's become a show about nothing.
What's the deal with these White Walkers?
I am Queen Daenerys of House Targaryen. First of my name, yada, yada, yada.
But are you master of your domain? Tormund is a wildling. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You thought Gendry was sponge-worthy?
I was in Winterfell. That was shrinkage.
It's a show about nothing. Every Sunday while we wait for something.
A show has no plot.
That's pretty good.
The show does I was telling Brand off air, that does a fantastic job whether it's the lead protagonist or antagonist or side characters. Every character has a journey, has an arc. They all sort of play into one another, and it's just so well done. There's not much. Sometimes you'll see, they got a little lazy here or there. But because the show is based on essentially thousands and thousands of words and worlds built by George R.R. Martin, they have a lot they can use, so it's coherent and makes a lot of sense. It's very well done.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to politics for a moment and say sometimes I think we spend too much time talking about people that nobody really knows. You look at the numbers that CNN, God, as the Mueller report was approaching release, and what they have now, and nobody's watching. This is why Pete Buttigieg and the others are going on Fox.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing about phone news, you know, they're the racist network and all this crap. They got an audience. So if you think you have ideas, that the American people will buy into, that's the place to be seen.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, it's smart. It's smart. But look, here's the thing, too. Fox knows this, and it's like a lightning rod, you know, because conservatives are going to tune in, they're going to listen and watch this, and what are they going to do? They're going to get fuming, mad, and angry, and it's just going to stir up. You know, retweets and sharing on social media, and it promotes Fox.
Yeah.
So it's about money.
It is 5:12 before we hit the traffic dungeon. Brant McDonald's in the house. Questions? Oh, you were going to answer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that right after we check traffic at 5:12.
Okay.
Montgomery Skywatch looking around the river region as we roll into the 5 o'clock hour, and traffic's moving pretty well for this time of the afternoon. If you're on I-85 northbound, there is an 18-wheeler on the side of the road being hooked up to a tow truck. A lot of people rubbernecking that area, slowing things down, and it's not blocking traffic. Just be careful as you pass through there. If you're using I-65 to get home, don't worry. There's no problems there. Everything's rolling along just fine. On the boulevard, it's pretty busy around the Troy Highway. We do have a large crowd going over the Interstate 85 entrance, so watch out there. And there's a bunch of traffic right around the Atlanta Highway. Let's be careful, see if we can get home safely this afternoon. Trenum State Community College is offering an introduction to APP development with SWIFT. Classes are only $75 and start May 13th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
3 men and a lady will have Marshall Tucker Band tickets to give away tomorrow morning. By the way, Joey, we got the one baseball scoring for the afternoon. The Red Sox lose to the Detroit Tigers 7-4. And that Chris Sale guy just can't get it on track this year. They just gave him $135 freaking million dollars, and
yeah,
he sucks.
Yeah,
he
really
blows.
Yeah, I mean, that's one expensive stick in the mud.
That's a good one, man.
You know what?
That's really good.
On the Rich Thomas
adorable
scale, that was like a 9.5. Very good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And the Marlins are already in action against the Cleveland Indians. So that's the baseball scoreboard for the afternoon for all three of you that really care what happens in those games. A quick word for our friends at Montgomery Eye Physicians. If you would always thought about what it would be like to take a book and read it without having to look for your glasses or put your contact lenses in or pull out one of those giant magnifying glasses. Sounds like we're in heaven, though.
It really does. I'm wondering, what been, is that, like a text?
No, that's my ring system. I'm going to check.
Means there's something near his front or back door.
It's probably...
an angel got its wings? I don't know.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We've sent a lot of people to heaven since 3 o'clock today, if that's the case. It's Aunt Marianne and the boys walking around the backyard. You haven't been to my place, but that's what the backyard looks like.
Oh, I love
it. Not bad for an old fart, huh?
Yeah, that's nice. It is nice. What does that say, Ring?
Yes.
Oh.
Ring doorbell.
Oh, cool.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And you can hear that sound depending on how busy your doorbell is. Actually, Rich Thomas introduced me to that because I used to drop off, sneak up gifts at his front door, like donuts or something on Sunday morning. And then he started texting me pictures, and I looked like a really creep. You know, sneaking up to somebody's front porch.
Here comes creepy Greg with his donuts again.
So I said, I want one of those. And it's interesting because motion will set it off. One morning, it went off around 2 or 3, and there was a fox in the yard on the deck. Last night, I was up getting ready for the morning show, but the thing went off, and I said, And it was a cat prowling around the yard. So, but we're in a pretty safe neighborhood, so I don't really, but it's just nice to have it, you know? And then if something does happen, you got a camera that catches a good wide-scope view, which makes you feel more secure. But I had started talking about LASIK.
Yes.
I got a little sidetracked, I admit, so let me begin again. I used to read a book about every 10 days to 2 weeks on a variety of topics. I've studied Pearl Harbor. I studied the development of the atomic bomb. Don't laugh. I'm serious. And a lot of baseball books, too. And when my eyesight started to go and I had to wear glasses to read, some of the fun of it went with it. I would love to be able to read without assistance, but I'm also, because I went to Montgomery Eye, I went through the LASIK screening process, and unfortunately, I've got better than perfect in one eye, 1520 and 2200 in the other, and it's just not something they can fix with a LASIK procedure, and I wanted it. I mean, I really, really was hoping it would work out. So I envy those of you who are eligible, who have been screened or can be screened, and will find, yeah, you know what? You can have your vision restored with a LASIK procedure. And here in town, Montgomery has two of the best in the country with Dr. Swan and Shin. The screening process is free. 272-2020 is the number to call for that. Or learn more online about this amazing group. They've been together for 75 years. Think about that, since the end of World War II. At onlinemep.com. News, Rich's forecast, and then we're right back.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with CBS 8 and ABC 32. Montgomery police say Carver High School has been placed on lockdown after a man was shot in the 3200 block of Suwannee Drive. The victim's injuries were non-life-threatening. So far, no arrests have been made. The school was placed on lockdown as a precautionary measure. A lottery bill is up for vote today in a Senate committee. This lottery bill is different from an earlier proposed bill in that it allows only for paper tickets. If passed by the legislature, voters would have to vote on a constitutional amendment to allow the creation of a lottery in Alabama. And Congresswoman Martha Roby was in the River Region this morning. She visited the Prattville Area Chamber of Commerce to give an update from Washington. During her time, she said how proud she was of the bills the GOP has been able to pass in the Democratic-led House. She also says that she's making sure veterans and Alabama's farmers are a top priority. And those are your news headlines. I'm Melissa Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our quiet weather pattern continues for now, but changes coming up later in the week. For tonight, increasing clouds, milder, overnight low temperature down to about 58. Tomorrow, another warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s, still dry, partly to mostly sunny. Then on Thursday, high temperature up to about 82. Risk of some widely scattered showers by Thursday afternoon, and then showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Thursday night into Friday. Nice weather returning for the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Marshall Tucker Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Gonna check a freight train down at the station line. I don't care where it goes.
Tune into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Marshall Tucker Band at the MPAC on April 25th. Tickets to the Marshall Tucker Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, April 25th, from News Talk 93.1. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're going to take a couple of minutes here and set up a clip that Brandt introduced to us. You know, time goes by so fast. I don't know what year it was that you first turned us on to this, but it becomes more meaningful with the passing of time. This is... Anybody remember the old Phil Donahue talk show?
No.
The guy with the silver hair?
No.
He was portrayed in Naked Gun 33 and a third?
No.
Well, he was a liberal darling, and he had a great...
Really was.
And he
Big
had
time
a,
show.
But that's when liberalism did not mean Medicare for all or high-speed rail or let's tear down all the buildings and rebuild them with the mayor of New York saying no more glass and steel structures. They're out of their minds, Brandt.
Mm-hmm. They really are. I read that yesterday. I couldn't believe it. I just was like, what in the world? Why would he be so politically motivated? What is behind this?
What is wrong? I've asked you this, and I've talked to other people. What is it with New York that they elect? This is the city.
It's like they're trying to completely shut down the city.
That's what it seems like to
me. I mean, empty buildings. Everyone's going to leave.
Yeah. Also, no more steel and glass structures. Like, there's proof that has any... Now, you could make a case that temperatures in a city like that are a little hotter, but that's because you've got these canyons absorbing the sun and the, you know, the heat comes back. I've been in New York when it's 100, and it's a hellhole.
Yeah.
No matter what kind of AC you have access to.
You are not kidding. I haven't been in the last couple of years, but I used to be a big runner before my knee replacement. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I love was running in Central Park in the summer.
Sure.
And it is so hot. Hmm. It is really, really hot.
We were there for 5 Broadway shows in 4 days. It was a station promotion. Everything was free. And it was, the high was 100 for like 3 or 4 days in a row. And we had an event scheduled, and I had a tuxedo. And by the time we would very slowly walk from the hotel to the Javits Center, or one of the theaters for a show, we'd be dripping. It was terrible. Yeah. Just awful. No air, just heat, nothing to move it around, nothing resembling a breeze.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. Anyway, this clip, Phil Donahue, and you'll catch this as soon as you hear him, when he asks about the maldistribution of wealth. Like there's somebody at a cash register or a bank window handing out the world's wealth.
That's right.
And they just don't care who gets what. Like it's all rigged to be unfair. He starts with that. And Milton Friedman, he is no longer with us, but he was a great economist. He was one of Reagan's guys, right?
But some of what Reagan did, you know, he often referenced
Milton Friedman.
Milton Friedman. He's considered to be probably the greatest free market, you know, economist in history.
You'll hear that as you listen to this clip. It's 2 minutes of sheer brilliance, and he really very kindly kicks Phil Donahue's butt in that 2.5. Listen.
When you see around the globe the maldistribution of wealth, the desperate plight of millions of people in underdeveloped countries, when you see so few haves and so many have-nots, when you see the greed and the concentration of power within, did you ever have a moment of doubt about capitalism and whether greed's a good idea to run on?
Well, first of all, tell me, is there some society you know that doesn't run on greed? You think Russia doesn't run on greed? You think China doesn't run on greed? What is greed? Of course, none of us are greedy. It's only the other fellow who's greedy.
Love that.
The world runs on individuals pursuing their separate interests. The great achievements of civilization have not come from government bureaus. Einstein didn't construct his theory under order from a bureaucrat. Henry Ford didn't revolutionize the automobile industry that way. In the only cases in which the masses have escaped from the kind of grinding poverty you're talking about, the only cases in recorded history are where they have had capitalism and largely free trade. If you want to know where the masses are worst off, it's exactly in the kinds of societies that depart from that. So that the record of history is absolutely crystal clear. That there is no alternative way so far discovered of improving the lot of the ordinary people that can hold a candle to the productive activities that are unleashed by a free enterprise system.
But it seems to reward not virtue as much as ability to manipulate the system.
And what does reward virtue? You think the communist commissar rewards virtue? You think a Hitler rewards virtue? You think, excuse me, if you'll pardon me, do you think American presidents reward virtue? Do they choose their appointees on the basis of the virtue of the people appointed or on the basis of their political clout? Is it really true that political self-interest is nobler somehow than economic self-interest? You know, I think you're taking a lot of things for granted. And just tell me where in the world you find these angels who are going to organize society for us.
Well,
I don't even trust you to do that.
You know, that's the key thing. These angels who want to reorganize society. It's the same red flag we're looking at right now, because who wants to reorganize our society?
No, it is. And I would tell you, I would challenge all the listeners, if you really want to understand how to articulate that. Just listen to it over and over. It's on YouTube. Just go and find it, listen to it, commit it to memory. And when you're having a debate with someone who doesn't quite get it,
they love all these trigger terms, yeah. Greed. You know,
that's it.
The whole free to choose series.
The haves and the have nots.
Another favorite of the liberals, yes. You know, I've been both. I've been a have and a have not. And now I'm a just right.
I love it, man. That's good.
You know, in the 80s, I soared and I had a decade I couldn't have predicted on my most optimistic moment in the late 70s when we were going through the Carter malaise and. Gosh, you know, I'd go to radio stations, you know, inquiring about jobs and stuff in Chicago especially. And it was just very stagnant. You know, there was not much going on. And then in the 80s, wow, man, salaries went up. People had money to spend. And that confidence that, you know, I can buy this car or this house and not worry about the payments. And then, boy, did it crash. It crashed. But
well,
me,
it did. I think the spirit of the country was so much different then, too, you know, because, and I don't want to turn this into a religious show and hijack it that way, but we do have a responsibility. Those who of us who have experienced success in life, you don't have to be under some order or some mandate from a government. You can do that on your own. You can reach down and help a brother or sister up out of the ditch. Yourself.
We do.
There's nothing like the, you know, human connection and human touch, people helping one another, and you don't need a government to tell you how to do that.
No. But you see, and when you look at, like, the charitable donations of the Bernie Sanders and the people that are running, they're all like 1% to charity. Which... Because they want the government to be the charity that everybody becomes needy or adherent to or dependent on to take care of them.
Well, in many ways, the government is in direct competition with human beings who try to help.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the government has a very, very systematic approach to this. I mean, they want to be the one that gets the person out of the ditch.
Right.
We can't lose sight of the fact that everyone bows down to something.
Yeah.
We all do. The government wants people to bow down to them because then they control them and they own them.
Or an ideology like climate change.
Yeah.
People laugh at those who believe in Jesus. There's a lot more evidence on Jesus above and beyond the Bible. I know because I've looked into this. I'm one of those people that had to be brought to God with some evidence. And... there's a lot more evidence about the existence of Christ and what he did than there is about climate change.
No, there is, and there's the key word, the, you know, empirical evidence. I'm a huge fan of apologetics, and I spend a lot of time reading apologetics, just because I find that fascinating. And so, to your point, there is tremendous evidence.
I study this stuff. Because I find it fascinating. The Shroud of Turin was... by the way, there's a great channel you should watch, Brand, called the Smithsonian Channel. Why don't you look up their schedule, Joey, and tell us what's on there tonight? In case there's nothing good on Andy Griffith tonight, you know what?
I already have it pulled up.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, what you got?
I knew you would ask this question.
Yes.
You're becoming predictable, Greg.
Hello.
Carriers at War at 7 p.m. ready to launch.
Wow.
Oh. Then sounds it, like, I love it.
I watched that with Roz and she said,
do it again, I like it.
Then at 8 p.m., Air Disasters, River Runway.
What runway?
River.
River?
River. Would you like me to read the description?
Yeah. Is this the Potomac River? Which river?
During Indonesia's unpredictable rainy season, a Boeing 737 suddenly finds itself in the middle of a violent storm.
Oh, yes.
In January 2002. The white-knuckle ride gets much worse when the plane loses both engines and then its electrical power. After two failed attempts to restart the crippled aircraft, the pilots are left with only one perilous option. Witness the crash of Garuda Indonesia Flight 421 and the desperate water landing with no engines, no assistance, and no electronic guidance.
Just the power of human ingenuity. That's an unbelievable story how they did that.
And then would you like to know what's at 9 p.m. even though it's past your bedtime?
Yes.
He could DVR it.
Right, he could DVR it. It's a little late, but, you know. American Color, the 1930s.
Now,
you remember the 30s, right?
My dad and mom.
Right, yeah. That's all them. I didn't mean to imply anything else.
But that's great because those are films that have been restored and the color brought on. So you see, if all you've ever seen your whole life is black and white images of the 30s, those period piece documentaries are excellent because you see everything, a lot of stuff for the first time in color.
Yeah.
That's what I want to say.
You ever watch the American Heroes channel?
All the time.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
I love the, you know what I love? Mob documentaries. Love the mob.
Oh, yeah. They're
good. And the stories, I'm not advocating for Al Capone or anything like that. I just find that whole culture fascinating.
Well, we're off on a, but have you ever been to Alcatraz?
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've never been on it, but I've seen it many times.
Yeah, I've been in there and toured it. It's pretty wild.
Is it cold, damp?
It is. It really is. And those cells are so small.
Yeah.
And you go, and when you're on the tour, they'll put you in one and shut it. And I'm telling you, it will send shivers down your spine. It's not a good feeling.
Unfortunately, I didn't have to go to Alcatraz to have that experience. We don't want to talk about that, do we?
No, I went in the cell where the Birdman was.
Ah, the one that Burt Lancaster played.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway.
All right, 5:33. We'll be heading down to the traffic dungeon in just a moment. Let's take this call from east of the Rockies.
Hey, real quick, Brand, I've got a meeting with Austin next week. Looking forward to that. Talks with him. You've got a great staff, man.
Yes.
Just to kind of bring it home, the average people can plan for their retirement. They don't necessarily have to depend on their company that they work for or the government. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, that's a fair statement. Now, I will say certainly some companies out there where one might work have, you know, various benefits and incentives that will help you get there faster.
Oh, yeah.
By all means, yes, you can save for retirement on your own.
Yeah, my day job is very generous. They have a Fidelity Fund that they pay. They match 100% up to 5% of our contribution, and that's free money.
That's a heck of a rate of return, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's great.
By participating.
Exactly, and then you say I double barrel it, man. I got you on one side, and I got them on the other. You know, and I sit around listening to Blue Water all day. So
that's music to my ears.
I'm just moving
and
ahead.
And the good news is, when you're retired, I'll still be here earning a living because I didn't.
You're not retiring, are you?
I didn't have a Brett McDonald to help me prepare for my golden years, which, if you listen to Joey, started weeks ago.
or Emily.
Yeah. Greg, all you have to do is give me 100% of your salary for the next 5 years,
yeah,
and then you'll be able to retire when you're 80.
Seems reasonable.
I got to think about that for a second.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling, and I appreciate the kind words.
I had 401 plans and 401ks with companies, and Fairbanks Broadcasting matched. Or put a quarter in for every dollar you contribute.
That's
right on the date they took it.
Yeah.
And I had to spend it on something.
Probably a car.
Kicked for taxes, too.
So you did.
So Simon has called 3 times. He's called nicely. Mm-hmm. And he's been
very
patient.
He calling about the cannabis?
Yeah, he wants to know about investing in the cannabis industry.
Okay, so Simon, well, first of all, I can say this is one of the hot questions. And there's no doubt about it. It's talked about. It's all over the media. And we get calls. I get calls from clients, very sophisticated clients, who want to look at this as a potential business opportunity. And what I'll tell you is this, Simon. I have looked I've seen so many different types of deals, private deals, private equity opportunities, publicly traded companies, on and on and on. The conclusion that I've come to is that the industry itself, I mean, the train is pulled out of the station, obviously. I mean, a lot of states are legalizing this for a whole variety of reasons, whether it's medical or just personal use or anything in between. And so I do think that there is a potential long-term opportunity. I'm just not convinced that I know the right investment vehicle right. to get there. And I personally don't have anything in it. I have not recommended anything to my clients. And really, quite honestly, I prefer, you know, a little bit more mature industries that, you know, have a little bit better track record. And I liken it to this, I think I've said this before. If you go back to 1996, 5, 6, 7, think about when you got the disc in the mail or whatever, at CD from AOL, right. saying, put this in your computer and load it and you can... And that was the beginning of the internet. Mm-hmm. And for the next 6 to 10 years, there was everything in the world .com coming yep. on the market. Hundreds, if not thousands, of companies. And so we all knew, wow, this is going to change some things, and there is an opportunity here to maybe make some money. But no one really knew
right.
exactly how to do it. I mean, you could buy 50 of these companies, and maybe one or two or three were going to make it. You know, and that's kind of how I see this.
I think half of the Super Bowl spots in the 99 game were dot-coms. And, yeah, people were buying in, and I think that's a very valid parallel to create between I went in, and everybody was, and a lot of people got hurt really bad.
Well, yeah. I guess there's more of a legal gray area regime uncertainty around the cannabis industry than there was with the dot-com.
Too. Well, and then the other reason I don't...
Well, I'll believe it when I see the first pot plant growing in this state.
Well, they're already growing here.
I mean, with government permission.
You know, and then there's the whole question of, yes, individual state rules, regulations. What's the legal climate going to be? Yeah. What is the regulatory environment going to be? And then when you think you know it, it can change. So entire business models can blow up overnight. So this is not an industry that is for the faint of heart at all.
So, we gotta take
I hope that helps, Simon. I really do. That's the best I can offer you right now.
And if there's anything else you want to know, we got about 20 minutes left. 272-9228. Brant McDonald in the house.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the middle of the 5 o'clock hour, and we have a problem on I-85 northbound between Perry Hill Road and the Boulevard. It looks like we have an accident in the median, and it has traffic down to a crawl starting around Perry Hill Road. Watch out, you have to slow down. The rest of the interstates look okay. We don't have any problems headed outbound on 85 or north or south on 65, except for a little jam up around the Northern Boulevard, and that'll clear itself up momentarily. If you're on the Boulevard, everything seems to be moving along pretty smoothly. We do have delays at the traffic lights and a big crowd between the interstate and the Wetumpka Highway. Let's be careful this afternoon. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm Ellis Eskew with CBS 8 and ABC 32. A lottery bill is up for vote today in a Senate committee. This lottery bill is different from an earlier proposed bill in that it allows only for paper tickets. If passed by the legislature, voters would have to vote on a constitutional amendment to allow the creation of a lottery in Alabama. Montgomery police say Carver High School has been placed on lockdown after a man was shot in the 3200 block of Suwanee Drive. The victim's injuries were non-life-threatening. So far, no arrests have been made. The school was placed on lockdown as a precautionary measure. And Congresswoman Martha Roby was in the River Region this morning. She visited the Prattville Area Chamber of Commerce to give an update from Washington. During her time, she said how proud she was of the bills the GOP has been able to pass in the Democratic-led House. She also says that she's making sure veterans and Alabama's farmers are a top priority. And those are your news headlines. I'm Melissa Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our quiet weather pattern continues for now, but changes coming up later in the week. For tonight, increasing clouds, milder, overnight low temperature down to about 58. Tomorrow, another warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s, still dry, partly to mostly sunny. Then on Thursday, high temperature up to about 82. Risk of some widely scattered showers by Thursday afternoon, and then showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Thursday night into Friday. Nice weather returning for the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy.
Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown-out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle. Straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
I wonder if that would help my thinning out on the top of my hair.
I don't know if it'll grow it, but you'll have straight on the sides, curly on top.
Yeah.
Let me ask your opinion of this, because I think this is going to be a problem that's going to have to be tackled by like a committee of people who know money, and that's the student debt thing. And Big Chief Elizabeth Warren was out there. She's got a plan that would give $50,000 of debt forgiveness to people earning $150,000 or less. A little bit less forgiveness to people between $150,000 and $250,000. And then if you're making more than that, you still have to pay your loan. And I'm imagining that group would be mostly doctors and lawyers, people who went to more than 4 years of school to get where they are. How does that problem get addressed? Have you noticed how out of, it's like they want Medicare for all because Obamacare works so well.
Mm-hmm.
And now they want, this is, to me, it's nothing more than like reparations or any other vote buying ploy. They're pandering to a group that is saddled with debt.
Right.
But it seems to me that a lot of this debt occurred after the government got in the student loan business. And now, what do you do?
It started off
the money had
with,
to come from somewhere.
It started off with relatively good intentions because this wasn't it. There was a they needed to encourage people to get a higher education learning. Yeah, I mean you do want and we desperately need well educated people in this country. I mean it's a national security issue. Yeah. At this point in time, well, I can back up and I could just take a couple of minutes and say it. What it did is it drove up the cost of education even further because once you pour fuel or increase the supply of money and therefore the demand for higher education learning goes through the roof, guess what happens? The prices for those go up. So, it was a grand idea, not a free market solution, and these things are never really well thought out. Now we have a colossal problem with student loan debt. And quite frankly, I don't blame them for throwing this out as a campaign idea because it's going to be an issue regardless. You're going to start to see major defaults eventually on a colossal amount of student loan debt. So the government is going to end up having to deal with the problem at some point anyway. So from a political perspective, why not just go ahead and say, hey, I'm going to do this for you. You get a ton of votes. Mm-hmm. So I get it. I get why they're doing it. I hate, that it's happened. I feel... awful for people who did the right thing and they're trying to pay the loan and all of that. But yeah, it's a huge problem. I can promise you that. We read about it and hear it all the time.
I'm kind of hoping, and I've heard rumors to the effect that Trump has been working on a realistic healthcare solution. That he's a very astute man. He knows the trains that are coming down the tracks. I wouldn't be surprised if he had his own plan already in a stage of development to address this before the Democrats deal it as an issue in the election. I at least hope so. But he's been... I just read a tweet from Hillary. Trump's impeachment not worth pursuing because of the do-nothing Senate. What's the do-nothing House done, Hillary? It just, again, it's mind-bogglingly, they don't care.
I know. These are designed to incite conservatives and rile us up.
Good. We'll get out and vote.
But it also is designed to do the same for their base. And now Trump, it's interesting because Trump himself has said he wants prescription drugs dramatically lower than where they are now. And he cites Canada and India and other countries out there who have the same type of formulary and chemical process for a lot of the same type drugs, and it's a lot cheaper. Well, here's the deal. The problem in the United States, you've got several things, but number one, you need tort reform. I mean, these companies who put these drugs out there into the system when the FDA approves them, their entire business model, their revenue metrics, and everything they're basing the success or failure of that drug on incorporates billions and billions of dollars in lawsuits.
Yeah, that was my question. Because if you watch the channels I watch, if you had one of these filters installed, it's just one after another. Drugs that your names you're familiar with, baby powder.
Yeah.
There was a large award given relative to that. Now, baby powder's been around forever. So even products that are well-established in the market are still vulnerable to this kind of stuff. And there are law firms, that do nothing but pitch people. If you've even seen this, you may be entitled to big benefits. Yeah, that absolutely has to happen.
And then, too, the entire approach to marketing and all of that. I mean, you look at the ads they've run on television, what they're paying these, pharmaceutical representatives to go around to these doctors. It's just a humongous enterprise.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about Boom Magazine.
Ah, OK.
Okay. We're almost at the end of April. I wrote this month. I felt like I owed our readers the story of what happened with my daughter's marriage. It was the toughest column I ever had to write, but I think it was fair. I've had a lot of good feedback on it. And I haven't read it since I turned it into Jim. Today, I wrote a piece called A Pansy for Mother's Day, which is a great story about my mom and baby boom moms in general, who were phenomenal. Why I celebrated Easter with the Woodlings. You know them. Phenomenal.
Oh, that, yeah.
That's a phenomenal woman right there.
Definitely.
So, it's funny. It's very funny. You may not know this story about me, but when you read it, I think you'll get a kick out of it. But let's talk about the month of April, riverregionboom.com, and what you have in there for this month and what you're anticipating. I think we're still got deadline time left.
Yeah, well, yeah. Austin is going to be writing the article this month.
That's the young man that we've met.
Yep. And we rotate around. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. And the reason we're doing that, I'm glad this is brought up, because we do have a large team of people. And so I've been trying to think of creative ways that we can introduce everyone who reads Boom, and even this show or any venue, how they could meet or better understand the different team members. The thing that makes us unique, I mean, I think we should say everyone on our team, including myself, we are all salaried.
Mm-hmm.
We're salaried people. We don't run around trying to sort of sell stuff. You know, so when people come in, they go through a process and they meet all of our team. We all have different roles. So that's why Austin's writing it this month. He has a different perspective from time to time. He's a millennial. He can talk about it in those terms. Mm-hmm. Occasionally we'll have Jason Bryant. You know Jason,
yes.
Who's been in the studio. Occasionally he'll write. Sometimes I'll write. Mike Branko may be writing.
I wonder if I'll see, because we have the Kentucky Derby event coming up for Hospice of Montgomery.
I'll be there.
So will I. I'm the MC.
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
Yeah. I think I saw you last year, and we have a great photo together.
You'll see me in a suit.
I know.
Again.
I know. You were looking mighty dapper last mm-hmm. year, for sure. I bet I could find that on my phone.
That, by the way, we will be talking about a little more next week. We hope that you'll consider buying a ticket and helping Hospice of Montgomery, because it's a great organization, and the event itself is first class.
Oh, yeah.
And the Country Club does a phenomenal job.
And the race itself is fun.
Yes, of
you know,
course.
If you haven't been to one of these events, you know, they have it on the big screen. Yeah. Everyone's excited. Everyone's got their derby hat and so on and so forth. Or the women do.
It's really
a lot of fun.
I love the event for that alone. It's a blast. Quick word here for our friends at CSpire. If you only needed one company to take on all your tech challenges, one company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more, introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider with over 500 very top-notch service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the whole world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technology. You can learn more at cspire.com, cspire.com/business. CSpire is customer inspired.
We are inching a little bit closer to the 6 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch looking around the river region, and I-85 jam up we had a little while ago seems to have cleared itself up. We don't have any problems on 85 northbound. Everything's rolling smooth. I-65 is moving along pretty well with a little bit of a delay when you approach the Northern Boulevard. That seems to happen every afternoon, and it usually clears itself up. Just be aware in that area. If you're on the Atlanta Highway, there's a lot of folks out there with you. Please be careful. There's a crowd all the way from Eastdale Mall out to Taylor Road, and then Taylor Road out to Vaughn Road. This afternoon, Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. They are ready when you or those you love need them. Haynes Ambulance. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services to be performed by the law.
Brad McDonald, Mr. Wright, on the money. Thank you for coming by today.
Greg, it was great.
And again, if conversations like this are making you feel left out, stop feeling that way. Call 387-0094 and schedule a sit-down, because all wealth begins with $1, right?
That's it.
You go to businesses, what do they have on the wall? That first dollar they took in. And it's always, I love that tradition, because it makes them remember how hard they worked to get that first one, and then you build from there. So, you don't, I always say this, you don't have to walk into McDonald and Hagen with a suitcase full of money. Walk in ready to plan and ask questions, and it starts from there. 5:56, the Joey Clark Radio Hour is next. Mr.
Sandman. Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses start at only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Would you like to get behind the wheel of some serious horsepower? Then kick off your summer at Wind Creek Wetumpka by playing Mustangs in May, because we're giving away not one, but two 2019 Ford Mustangs. You can start earning chances to win now. Then on Saturday, May 4th, and again on Saturday, May 25th, you could be the lucky player who drives home in a prize pony. So come in and play Mustangs in May, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey folks, this is Mayor Kelly of Millbrook, Alabama, asking you to join with Joan Drugs on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot in Millbrook, have a hot dog, bring your unneeded or expired prescriptions. See you there.
When you buy a certified pre-owned Subaru, that smart investment feeling never goes away. That's because every vehicle comes with factory-backed 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage, 152-point inspection, and a Carfax vehicle history report. During the Subaru Love Strikes Twice event, get financing as low as 0.99% for 36 months on a certified pre-owned vehicle at Montgomery Subaru. Extended powertrain coverage from original warranty start date.